Mark Elgart heads Saks's parent company. He cited the district's improvements in governance and financial management, but Elgart also said the school board's work isn't over.
One of the most important elements as you move forward is the sustainability of the actions you've taken to date and the identification and implementation of new actions.
Governor Deal suspended 6 of 9 DeKalb board members last year. Then he appointed their replacements. However, every board member's term ends this year. Elgart said that means DeKalb residents share responsibility for ensuring stable leadership.
The challenge is for the community to pay close attention to those who opt to participate in that election process, to ensure that who's ever elected in November can continue what you have started.
The governor's decision to legally remove elected officials was controversial. DeKalb Superintendent Michael Thurman said emerging from probation has restored some autonomy.
When you're on probation, the governor has the authority to remove board members, as which he did, and he made some good decisions. But now that authority is back in the hands of the voters of DeKalb County.
Governor Deal said when he appointed the current board members, he didn't consider whether they'd want to run for office once their terms were up.
I did not think at the time that was the appropriate thing to ask. Some people asked some of those, and they said no, they were taking this position for this interim time frame with the idea that they could contribute to remedying a problem, and their concern and interest was not to run for elected office.
In fact, no one can run for school board yet in DeKalb. The county is going from 9 school districts to 7 this year. However, there's no law yet outlining district boundaries. Martha Dalton, WABE News.